Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. And so here we are, God, in your presence early this morning, coming before your presence with singing, coming before your presence with praise, coming before your throne of grace boldly to make your name glorious, to bring our petitions to you, God, and to offer unto you praise that you are so worthy of. Daily we shall worship you, and daily, God, as we continue in our 31 days of prayer, have we come before your presence to magnify and glorify your name. For you do all things well, and you're worthy to be praised, and you're worthy to be adored, and you're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be magnified. And it is our endeavor each and every day to make your name glorious or more glorious than the day before. Create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we pray that you would cast it out of us so that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. We don't want to allow anything to cause a separation between us and thee. And we know that sin causes a divide between us and you. For it was in the beginning when man disobeyed your commandments that a divide was brought in between you and your people. And we no longer had direct access to you. No longer, God, could we worship you in your presence. But we had to offer our sacrifices, and we had to go into an intercessor. A priest was the one that was able to come before you, come boldly directly before you. But thanks be to God that we're no longer living under the law, for the law of the flesh ended up being death unto us. But once Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins and became that perfect sacrifice, that lamb without spot or blemish, then we were able to regain access, direct access to you. And now we can come boldly before the throne of grace. The veil has been rent in twain. And we can come before you to make your name glorious, to bow down before you, to worship and adore you, to magnify you and lift you up, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, and to allow you to inhabit our temple and inhabit our praises, oh God, to make us stronger, to make us wiser, oh God, to make us more mighty in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, today that we now have direct access to you. And since we have direct access to you, that we can come to you anytime we desire, we come to you daily to seek your face, to ask for your wisdom, oh God, to seek your anointing, to submit to your will, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. That's what we desire to do on a daily basis, so that your will might be done in our lives. For you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil. You know what you have planned for us. You know the way that we should take. And God, it's a plan that will work out for our good, a plan, oh God, of peace and not of evil, to give us the end that you expect from us. And so we submit to your will, God, today. We submit to your way. We submit to your authority, and we ask that you come to more and have your way in our hearts and have your way in our lives today. Order our footsteps, Lord. We want to be considered good in thy sight. Oh, God, for us, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in those ways. That means that when you give us direction, Lord, we not only obey, but we are pleased by you speaking to us, and we're pleased, God, with your directions. We don't frown. We don't become concerned, oh, God. We don't turn our nose up, oh, God, but when you speak, God, we listen. We delight in your ways, and we delight in your statutes, and we delight, oh, God, in your rules, in your love, in your kindness, in your direction, Lord. We say yes to your will, God. That helps us to put flesh under subjection. And we need you, God, to delight in your ways. Because, God, if we be truthful about the matter, sometimes your words of God don't make sense, at least into our flesh. But as we continue to seek your face and as we continue to submit to your will, then we notice, God, that it becomes more clear. Because your plans are always working. I mean, your plans are always righteous. Your plans always work. You never fail. You never come up short. Your ways are far above my ways. Your thoughts are far above my thoughts. And so I submit to you, God, this day. Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, took my place on Calvary's cross so that I might have life. It should have been me. Outdoors with no food and no clothes. It should have been me hung up on that cross. But because of your grace and your mercy, oh God, your endless mercies, oh God, we can daily come before you and tell you thank you. We can daily come before you, oh God, and make your name glorious and make your name great. We can daily come before you, God, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't do it by our own power, but we can't do it by our own might, but we need your spirit. So, Holy Ghost, we ask again that you come to more and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Shape us and mold us. Make us meet for the master's hand. Smooth out the rough edges even right now, Lord. For you are the potter. We are the clay. Shape us and mold us, God, into the image that you desire for us to be. We want to reflect you, so we want to reflect your image. We want our ways to be your ways. We want our thoughts. Oh, God, we want your thoughts to be our thoughts. We want your ways to be our ways. We want them to line up with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that you might be glorified, that you might be magnified, that you might be adored, that your name might be made glorious, that someone might say, what must I do to be saved? That you might be revealed, O God, to a dark and dying world who is blinded right now, God, to see the true facts of their state, to see the true status of their affairs. It may look like everything is working out for them. It may look like all things are well. But, God, if once you open up their eyes, they'll see that the devil just had to be led astray. Give us the ability, oh God, to open up eyes, blinded eyes. Give us the opportunity, God, oh God, to open up eyes of those who have been blinded by sin and blinded by the cares of this world, so that we may reveal a spirit of holiness, that we may reveal a light, oh God, that cannot be hid, that we may be the city that's set upon the hill, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us be vessels, oh God, vessels of honor, God, to shine your glory, to show your love, God, to show compassion, oh God, to be considerate, God, in the name of Jesus, to be loving, to be sacrificial, God. Give us the qualities, Lord, oh God, to reflect you and to be more like you every single day. So take the daily grind, daily work, daily prayer, daily meditating on your word. It takes a daily routine. And God, it's okay to get a routine, because if we train ourselves in the way that we should go, Lord, as we grow older, God, your word won't depart from us. And it's your word that is a lamp unto our feet. It's your word that is a light unto your pathways. And so we've been coming here early. I mean, we've been rising up every day at 7 a.m. to prayer. I know this is the early morning prayer. But, God, we don't want to cut this off, oh, God, because more prayer, much power, little prayer, little power. And, God, every time we have an opportunity to talk to you in corporate prayer, oh, God, is an opportunity for us to pray together and, God, to have a greater anointing, oh, God, and to have a greater results, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because one will set 1,000 to flight, but two will set 10,000 to flight. Three, oh, God, we can't even fathom the number. And four, five, and six, God, we can't even imagine how many flights, oh, God, can be set with those number of people. But, God, you know, Lord. And so we put our trust in you as we come together, God, oh God, to cast our cares upon you, oh God, to pray for our nation, to pray for our family, to pray for our children, to pray for our household, as we come together to pray for our ministries, Lord, to pray for our leaders, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you will move by your power and move by your might on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh God, it's important for men to pray. It's important for us to call out the names of God, of, oh God, those, oh God, that we need you to intercede on behalf have up immediately, God. It's important for us to cast all our cares upon you. It's important for us to make our petitions made known unto you. For you know all, Lord. But God, you like for them to be spoken out into the atmosphere. Because when we speak them, God, it's not only our thoughts or our desires, but God, it's a fact once we speak it into existence. And so, God, we seek your face and seek your anointing. We're not where we desire to be at, Lord, but today you've given us another chance to get it right and to draw nearer to thee. Take us higher, Lord. There is a higher calling. Oh, God, a greater anointing. Oh, God, there is a closer walk, Lord. It is there for us. And each and every day, God, is an opportunity for us to be refined, oh, God, to reflect you even the better and even the more. And so, God, come and have your way and make us bolder. Make us wiser. Make us more compassionate. Give us more love. Pour out your spirit upon us. Fill our cups even now, Lord, so that we might exhibit your fruit and reflect your image every single day and all day long, not just to have a season of being holy, but, Lord, you call for us to be holy, oh, God, and right at all times. You said holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, and we don't know the day and the hour or the minute that you are returning, so it is our endeavor. It is imperative for us, oh, God, to remain holy at all times. Holy. Holy. You are holy. You are holy, and you expect us to be holy. You expect us to be right, and you expect us to be more like you. So place us on that potter's wheel, Lord, today, even right now. Shape us and mold us and make us, oh, God, after your will. Mold us and make us, God, after your way. Mold us and make us, God, to be the image, oh, God, of a loving and merciful Christ, who thought it not robbery to declare that he was equal with you, But he came of no avail. He came, oh God, and his own did not receive him. He came, oh God, to be the light, even for a generation of people that did not want him and did not know who he was, who only chased after him and followed after him for the fishes and the loaves. But we seek you, God, now. You said there will come, he told us that there will come a time and an hour that the true worshipers will worship you in spirit and in truth. And that is what you desire. Oh, God, it requires a sacrifice, Lord, because if it was easy for everybody to come before you on a consistent basis, then everyone will. But it requires a sacrifice. It requires some work, God. It requires steadiness, God. It requires faithfulness, Lord. And we just want to worship you in spirit and in truth. The more we chase after you, God, the more we're able to find you, Lord. The more we sacrifice, Lord, the more you will sacrifice and give unto us. The more we say yes to your will, the more you'll say yes to your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, what we do, God, will always be reciprocated by actions by you, Lord. And you never come short. You never fail to do your side. You never fail at your word. We sometimes, God, fail. I know this morning it was a little struggle. I debated whether I was going to, whether I planned to come to church or not. But Lord, you tell us that men ought to always pray. And I thank you for those that tuned in this morning that kept me honest and had a desire to pray and didn't want to take a break, Lord. I know we're praying at 7, Lord, but that's a totally different time of prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And this early morning prayer is a sacrifice, Lord. Hear our sacrifice. See our sacrifice, Lord. Receive our sacrifice this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And take us higher, Lord. Fill us with your anointing. Fill us with your power. Let us be more effective in ministry, Lord. Let us be more effective in witnessing. Let us be more effective in our giving, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us be more effective in our thinking, Lord, that we may think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, those things that are of a good report, those things that bring about virtue, those things that bring about praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Let us think on those things. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, glory to your wonderful name and all that you have done. God, I can't help but cry out hallelujah because I serve a mighty God. I serve a wonderful God. I serve a God of mercy and I serve a God of favor. I serve the one and only true and living God. Glory to your name. And you're worthy to be lifted up and you're worthy to be adored. And so I cry out to you again that daily I shall worship thee, oh God, because you are the Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy every single day. Your mercies are new because your faithfulness is great. Your mercy is great. Your love is great. Your compassion, they faileth not. Oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. They are new every single morning because you are gratefully faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. And so every day, you bless us over and over again. And we thank you, God, for being everything that we need and more. Every time we come to you, Lord, you have just what we need and more. You never run empty. I drive my car over and over again. But at a certain point in time, it needs to be refilled, oh God, and we have to go to the gas station. Sometimes the gas station doesn't always have the gas that we need. But every single time we come to you, Lord, we can get the filling that we need and the things that we need to continue to fight on, to continue to move forward, to continue to press on in the name of Jesus. Like that car, we sometimes run short. We sometimes run out of fuel. But God, it's because we're giving you all that we have so that you can replenish us and you can refill us with everything that we need and more. Help us not to be selfish in our ways. Help us to not be selfish in our deeds. Help us not be selfish and not spread the good news of Jesus and be lights to this dark and dying world. Give us holy boldness to give out what you have given us, and that is unfailing, never failing love, that is compassion and mercy that never fail. Oh God, consistency of strength, a consistency of power, that's what you give us every single day. So help us to be more like you. Help us to be more like you. So daily we come to you so that you can fill us with all that we need for today, not for tomorrow, not for next week, because those things are not promised. But every day, every step that I take, God, is a day putting my trust and putting my faith in you. You are the one that I need. I don't need anything else, and prayer is my time for me to come before you and get everything that I need and more. It allows me to put flesh under subjection. Oh, God, it's to submit to your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It requires that we roll out of bed. It requires that we take time to dial into the call. It requires that we go for more than just the standard, the least. But you call for us to be holy and acceptable. That's the least that we can do. That's the reasonable service that we can do. And when we come to pray, God, you can make us holy. You can make us acceptable. You can refine us in the fire, oh, God, and prepare us for everything that we need and more for the day. For there will be obstacles that come our way. In this life, we shall have tribulations. We shall have difficulties. In this life, we shall have heels to climb. And if we're not running into any situations in our lives, Lord, then something is wrong. We have to check our inventory of ourselves, Lord, and see if we're on the right and narrow path. Because the Bible tells us, and we talked about it on Sunday, that the world hated Jesus. And because they hated him, they will hate us as well, as long as we are doing his will and we're reflecting his image. Help us to stand for you, Lord. Not be content, not compromise, not give up the power that you've given us, not give up the authority that you have given us, because, Lord, what you have given us is limitless. There are no limits, Lord, on the anointing, the greatness that we can achieve in you. Oh, God, not looking for glory that's in the eyes of man, not to get titles after titles, not to look for or not looking for esteem from men, oh, God, but we are looking, God, to fulfill your will and to fulfill your way in our lives. We're looking to achieve every goal and every purpose and every plan that you have for our lives. We want our crown. We don't want to just make it into heaven, but, God, we want our crown. Every soul that we lead to you, God, we gain a crown. And so bless us. Keep us today. I pray for my leader, my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for leaders everywhere, our bishops across the state, Bishop G. Wesley Hardy, Bishop Levi Willis, Bishop Wilbert Daniels, Lord, and Bishop Ted Thomas. Thank you for godly men who are willing to stand and be examples of you and to lead a people, oh God, and direct a people, Lord, to remain steadfast and remain committed to you. Not only are they pastoring their own churches, but they're also leading districts and they're also leading jurisdictions. And they're also leading in the efforts, oh God, in this state as well. We thank you for their calling. We thank you for their anointing. We thank you, God, for what you have bestowed upon them, the mantle. We pray that you strengthen them and that you allow us to undergird them, Lord, that we should pray for them, Lord, not just to serve but to pray, oh God, because prayer, God, still changes things. Oh God, prayer, oh God, is still better than complaining. Prayer, oh God, is still better than anything else, any other solution that we might come up with in our flesh. To pray for them, to pray for their families, to pray for their ministries, to pray that you would grant them wisdom, to pray that you would give them long life, that you would continue to strengthen them, that you would continue to anoint them, that you will continue to empower them to lead by example and not by words, because action speaks louder than words. Let them be men of high esteem, men of integrity, men of great anointing, men of power, men of great prayer, because much prayer, again, yields much power. The more we seek your face, the more we submit to your will, the more we surrender and say yes to your will, God, the more you're able to move, because where we are weak, God, you stand up and you stand strong. When we think that we can do things on our own, Lord, you just allow us to go because you've given us the awesome option of choice. We choose to go another way. You allow us because you are a God of mercy. You don't consume us, but you let us make our mistake, and you welcome us back to you. So we pray for strength for them, guidance and wisdom, an anointing like no other anointing. Let them not be common, but God, let them seek after you in all their ways. And so I pray for my leader that you would undergird him, Bishop Thomas, that you would strengthen him, that you allow me to continue to be a vessel to enhance his ministry and run with his vision in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that I may be a representative of you representing him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I may be a vessel to undergird him, uphold his arms, to pray for him, to call out his name in prayer, to pray that you would strengthen him and that you would keep him, that you would grant him long life, Lord, that you would honor him in his latter days and make his latter days greater than his former days, that you continue to anoint him and take him higher and give him the desires of his heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Honor his sacrifice. What a great man who's willing to sacrifice what belongs to him for the betterment of the jurisdiction. Strengthen him, God, and honor his commitment. Honor his faithfulness. Honor his service, Lord. Just like you did with Hezekiah, Lord, Hezekiah called the roll. He said, Lord, I did this, and I did this, and I've been this, and I obeyed you, and you honored him calling the roll of his service. And you gave him 10 more years, if I'm not mistaken. Anoint our leader. Continue to strengthen him. Give him the desires of his heart. You said in your word that we reap what we sow. And, Lord, I know that he has sown into ministry after ministry. He has sown into life after life. Oh, God, he has sown and sown and sown, God. Sown love, sown finances, sown strength, God. He has sown so much into the lives of your people. And so let him reap what he has sown. And we pray you bless Mother Thomas, that you would touch their bodies, that you would strengthen them and keep them and heal them of all manner of sickness and disease, that you would grant them strength, God, like a young man and a young woman. Your Holy Spirit can do that. He can empower us, Lord, like never before. So Holy Ghost, fall upon them even now. Right now, Lord, fall upon them right now. Oh, God, and strengthen them where they are weak. Make them strong where they are weak, God. Heal sickness, heal disease, heal aches and heal pains, Lord. And refresh them and revive them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Nellie M. Towns, a great woman of God, a great example of a holy woman, a woman who prays, a woman of integrity, a woman of great anointing. God, she can be considered one of the great women in the Bible, God, because she's a woman of character, a woman of fervor, and a woman of excellence. And we thank you for her leadership, and we pray that you continue to send her the resources that she needs to be successful, to be that helpmeet that we need in our jurisdiction, to bless her and keep her, God. Bless her and give her the desires of her heart, Lord. I know that she has some petitions, Lord. I know a couple of months ago she asked for prayer for healing in her body. Oh, God, she had some issues, Lord, with acid reflux, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost, you're bringing this about right now. And I bind it right now, God. I declare healing in her life right now in the name of Jesus. Bind that sickness, bind that disease, God. Bind that issue, Lord, right now, and send about a relief even right now, Lord. You can do it right now, God, as we call it out and we bind it right now. You said whatsoever we bind on earth, you will bind in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, you are loose in heaven. So I bind that sickness, oh God, that issue with her acid reflux, Lord, and I loose healing right now. God, send your anointing angel right now to lay his hands upon her and touch her right now. Because you give angels charge over us to do your will, to do your bidding. So touch her. Fall afresh on her now. Allow a mist to overshadow her right now and touch her body. And touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Revive her and refresh her. Anoint her. Strengthen her in every area. Give her desires. Give her the desires of her heart. I know that she wants a home. Grant her her desires of her heart, Lord, because we reap what we sow. And I know she has sown much into the lives of your people. Bless her and keep her this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every pastor, Lord, in Virginia First. I pray for Holy Rock. You know what's going on over there, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that your will might be done. Let them not go astray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, it made a decision that seems like it could be detrimental, Lord. But you know, Lord, you know. So we put them into your hand. We cast those cares over to you, Lord, because you're able to handle them and you're able to take charge of every situation. Father, I pray that you would touch us before I pray for pastors, God, pastors in the churches everywhere. God, I pray for us. Help us not to be so judgmental, Lord. Help us to look in the mirror at ourselves before we cast aspersions or information or words towards someone else. Help us to look at our own issues. Jesus said, he who has not sinned, cast the first stone. And we often are so high-minded, Lord, that we put down the things that others do. But that's not what you call for us to do. You call for us to be examples. You've called for us to be holy. You didn't call us to be to put others down, but you call for us to be the light that others may see the correct way to go. Help us to be the lights, the cities that can't be hidden. Touch our minds. Cast the devil out of our minds, who causes things to come in to cause division in the body. Help us, Lord, today to be more like you. So I pray for our churches, our superintendents, that you would bless them. Superintendent Olby, we pray that you would heal his body. Superintendent Edmonds, Lord, pray that you would heal his body. Oh, God, our superintendent from the upper room, Lord, I can't remember his name right now. But touch him, Lord, and strengthen him. I know he's well up in age, God, but I pray that you grant him strength, oh, God, and strengthen his body even now, Lord. Superintendent Sewell and Superintendent Wright, or Superintendent Cole, Superintendent God Lyon. Pray for Superintendent Leslie Thomas, Lord, and Superintendent Tony H. Campbell. I believe I got them all, Lord, that you would anoint them and touch them and refresh them and revive them, that you would help them to lead the districts that they've been given charge over. We pray that you would bless them in the churches that are in their area. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would grant them wisdom beyond their years, so that you may be pleased with their service. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and Yeshua Church of God in Christ. I pray for Assistant Superintendent A.D.B. Pruitt and Holiness Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett in the Lion of Judah Church of God in Christ. Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Lord, in Shiloh Church of God in Christ. Pastor Ray Satterfield, in Save a Life Church of God in Christ. Lord, I pray for Pastor Andy Cork in Mount Peniel Church of God in Christ. Clifton Cooley in the Well Church of God in Christ. Pastor William Cornick in the Body of Believers Church of God in Christ. Faith Temple and Pastor Lawrence Clyette. Faith Temple Church of God in Christ. And then I pray for myself, Lord, in the Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Help us to take our cities by storm. Take our cities for you, that you might be pleased with us, that we might not just be churches bound by the four walls of our worship centers, but that our ministries, Lord, would excel or exude and flow outside of the four walls of our churches, that we may be lights to these communities that we're in, Dumfries and Manassas and Woodbridge and Stafford and Culpeper and Alexandria, Fredericksburg, that we may take those cities by storm for holiness. We're living in a day and time where people are not coming to church. to give us what we need, the boldness that we need to draw them in. They may not smell like us. They may not look like us, but give us all of the things that we need to be equipped for successful ministry. I thank you for successful ministry here at Praise Center. Our numbers may not be great, but our works are great. What we do is great because we yield to you and we're doing your will. The lives that we have been able to touch with our Praise Pantry, Lord, has exceeded expectation. It took a while to get done, but Lord, we thank you for a spirit of moving forward, not being bogged down by past failures, not being bogged down by things that did not look like they were being successful. But, Lord, you allowed us to remain rooted and grounded in you. And that's a desire, God, to never give up and to never quit and to never turn back. He said, woe to the man that would turn away from the gospel plow. And that is our endeavor, to meet the needs, both spiritually and physically, to all that you allow for us to be able to touch. I pray, Lord, for my brother, Pastor Sam Metcalf, Greater New Life Church, during their time of bereavement. Strengthen them, encourage them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Missionary Myrna Howard has a prayer request on this website for a young lady. She didn't know the name. Oh, God, who was sick. Oh, God, you are a miracle worker. You are still that balm in Gilead. You are a healer. Oh, God, and you can do it. You were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Heal today for your glory. You've done it before for us, Lord. We heard a testimony about the young lady who came during the turkey giveaway. Lord, we prayed for her daughter who was having complications in her pregnancy, Lord, and we received word that all was well. Because that's the type of God that we serve. You're still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. I pray for each and every member of Praise Center who has taken the vision and has run with it, whether it's with the Praise Pantry or with our outreach, Lord, at the Senior Living, the Greenfield Assisted Living Center. Oh, Lord, our academic achievement and excellence. Oh, God, in our work with our computer center that we're working on, or the work that we do in the district, or the work that we do in the state, or the work that we do nationally, Lord, they have taken the vision to empower believers and to change lives. So we pray that you would favor them, that you continue to strengthen them, that you allow them the anointing and the wisdom and the boldness to beget sheep, the great works that's going on at this church. Give them the opportunities, Lord, to share what's going on here at this great ministry, Lord, so that we may grow. So we pray that you would bless Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Little Master Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter and their family. Pray that you would touch their hearts and their minds even now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. I pray for Carl Christopher. I pray for Larry Brown. I pray for Lisa Law, those who may not be directly attached to us here on site, but those that pray for our ministry and intercede on behalf of our ministry and invest, partner with us. We thank you for their sacrifice, and we pray that you would honor their sacrifice. And we pray for today, God, that you would keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. That as we go to our different destinations, you will take us there safely. And then as we come back together at 7 a.m. for our 31 days of prayer, that you will continue to take us higher and higher in you in the name of Jesus, that your will might be done, that you might be glorified, that you might be pleased with us, that our worship might come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. We choose you, Lord, today, because nothing else will do. Nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else will quench this hunger and satisfy, or quench this thirst and satisfy this hunger. Only you can satisfy me. Only you can fill me up. Only you can make me strong. Only you, God, can do what I need to take me higher and to move me forward in you. Bless us. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment this day. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we'll give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen.